Yeah, I've been interested in Tease and Denial as a kink for quite a long time, and I dabbled, oh gosh, let's see. I'm in my early 30s now, and I dabbled in chastity play when I was in my mid-20s. So, I don't know, like 8 years ago I tried it with someone, and they were not. They didn't like it as much as they thought they were going to like it. So, and I didn't really have my chops as a dom then, so I kind of didn't know how to make it stick. And since then, I've been really interested in orgasm control and orgasm denial. Probably like orgasm control in general, tease and denial, edging, all of that is like, it's probably my favorite thing to do as a dominant. I just love the way that you can just wrest complete control of somebody's brain by controlling their orgasms. And it's just so much fun. And I love desperation and neediness and getting to that point where you just don't care, you just really, you'll do anything, you need to come. That's a really sexy place to bring someone. Yeah, and so I've definitely done some long-term kind of tease and denial sessions over several days. Actually, one that lasted like 2 weeks. And by the end of it, my sub was saying, he's like, I can't do anything but think about you. He's like, I'm thinking about you all the time. I'm thinking about this all the time. And that, for some reason, is just the sexiest fucking thing. It just, oh, it's so okay. Good. Yeah, in general, I really enjoy chastity play. I don't know that I necessarily have to have the chastity part of it. Like, I love the cage, and I can't wait to actually, like, play with the cage and toy with it and like, stick my tongue through the bars and tease him in there all that. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. But I do love what it represents, and I love the level of control and the mind fuckery that comes with it, and just, oh, it's so much fun. So there's my, yeah, that's why it's so easy for me to come up with things like that, so.